I've often wondered, said Susan, pushing open another door. Ah, the magician's cave.
Magic? They use magic here?
Nearly right. Lady Lejeune leaned on the door frame for support when she saw the tables.
Oh, she said. I can detect sugar, milk, butter, cream, vanilla, hazelnuts, almonds, walnuts, raisins, orange peel, various liqueurs, citrus pectin, strawberries, raspberries, essence of violets, cherries, pineapples, pistachios, oranges, limes, lemons, coffees, cocoa.
Nothing there to be frightened of, right? Said Susan, surveying the workshop for useful weaponry. Cocoa is just a rather bitter bean, after all.
Yes, but...
Lady Lejeune clenched her fists, shut her eyes and bared her teeth.
Put them all together and they make...
Steady, steady.
The will can overrule the emotions. The will can overrule the instincts,
the auditor intoned. Good, good. Now just work your way up to the bit where it says chocolate, okay?
That's the hard one.
In fact, it seemed to Susan, as she walked past the vats and counters, that chocolate lost some of its attraction when you saw it like this. It was the difference between seeing the little heaps of pigment and seeing the whole picture. She selected a syringe that seemed designed to do something intensely personal to female elephants, although she decided that here it was probably used for doing the wiggly bits of decoration. And over here was a small vat of cocoa liquor. She stared around at the trays and trays of fondant, creams, marzipans and caramels. Oh, and here was an entire table of soul cake eggs. But they weren't the hollow-shelled, cardboard-tasting presents for children, oh no. These were the confectionery equivalent of fine, intricate jewellery. Out of the corner of her eye she saw movement. One of the statue-like workers, bent over her tray of praline dreams, was shifting almost imperceptibly. Time was flowing into the room. Pale blue light glinted in the air. She turned and saw a vaguely human figure hovering beside her. It was featureless and as transparent as mist, but in her head it said, "I'm stronger. You are my anchor, my link to this world. Can you guess how hard it is to find it again in so many? Get me to the clock." Susan turned and thrust the icing syringe into the arms of groaning Miria. "Grab that and make some kind of sling or something. I want you to be carrying as many of those chocolate eggs as possible, and the creams, and the liqueurs, understand? You can do it." Oh, gods, there was no alternative. The poor thing needed some kind of morale boost. "Please, Miria. And that's a stupid name. You're not many, you're one, okay? Just be yourself. Unity. That'd be a good name." The new Unity raised a mascara-streaked face.
"Yes, it is. It's a good name."
Susan snatched as much merchandise as she could carry, aware of some rustling behind her, and turned to find Unity standing to attention, holding by the look of it a bench worth of assorted confectionery in a sort of big cerise sack. "Oh, good. Intelligence use of the materials to hand," said Susan weakly. Then the teacher within her cut in and added, "I hope you brought enough for everybody."
"You were the first," said Lutze. "You basically created the whole business. Innovative, you were."
"That was then," said Ronnie Soak. "It's all changed now."
"Not like it used to be," agreed Lutze.
"Take death," said Ronnie Soak. "Impressive, I'll grant you. And who doesn't look good in black? But, after all, death, what's death?"
"Just a big sleep," said Lutze.
"Just a big sleep," said Ronnie Soak. "As for the others, war? If war's so bad, why do people keep doing it?"
"Practically a hobby," said Lutze.
He began to roll himself a cigarette.
"Practically a hobby," said Ronnie Soak. "As for famine and pestilence, well..."
"Enough said," said Lutze sympathetically.
"Exactly. I mean, famine's a fearful thing, obviously, in an agricultural community, but you've got to move with the times," said Lutze, putting the roll-up in his mouth. "You've put your finger right on it. You've got to move with the times. I mean, does your average city person fear famine?"
"No, he thinks food grows in shops," said Lutze.
He was beginning to enjoy this. He had 800 years...